Dreamscape presents The Duke I Once Knew by Olivia Drake, narrated by Helen Lloyd. Chapter 1. If they didn't stop rearranging her life, she would shriek at them, all of them, right here, right now, in the midst of a family party. The tide of anger caught Abigail Linton by surprise, and she drew a deep breath in an effort to dispel it. It wasn't like her to feel such resentment toward those most dear to her, or to be tempted to rant at them like an escapee from bedlam, especially not when she cuddled her infant nephew. Standing near the open window, she gently rocked Freddy in her arms. Looking at his sweet little face helped to calm her. He'd fallen into a fretful sleep, thank goodness, after an eventful morning in which he'd suffered the indignity of having cold water poured over his brow at the baptismal font. Abby, her four siblings and their spouses, had gathered in the drawing-room to celebrate his christening. The newborn's father, Abby's brother, James, was vicar of the village church. Since the rectory was cramped, the extended family had proceeded to their childhood home a mile away. Linton Manor now belonged to her eldest brother, Clifford, upon the death of their elderly parents the previous autumn. The youngest of the five, Abby had enjoyed exchanging news with her two sisters and two brothers. She had relished visiting with a throng of nieces and nephews. She had loved hearing the laughter of the younger children playing outdoors on this pleasant summer afternoon, and she'd smiled at the older ones who were gathered around the pianoforte while 17-year-old Valerie practiced her playing. Abby had felt enveloped by a warm sense of family, at least until a moment ago, when the conversation had turned to her future. "It is only fitting that Abby remain here in her childhood home," Clifford proclaimed from his stance by the hearth. A portly man in his early 50s, he presided over the gathering as head of the family. "Now that our children are married, Lucille needs a companion." "Indeed," his stout wife murmured, taking up the silver pot to refresh his tea. "You've so many duties since inheriting the estate, my dear, and it's pleasant to have someone with me during the day while you're out." Abby's middle sibling, Rosalind, set down her cup with a rattle. At 40, she'd retained her girlish figure, though strands of silver glinted in the signature copper hair of the Lintons. "But Abby must come back to Kent with me. I'm counting on her."
"Whatever for?" Clifford asked testily.
"Valerie will be making her bows soon, and you know how lively the dear girl can be."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?